Michael Gowell was sent off Tuesday morning with a round of applause from the Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center staff who cared for him over the last 2 months. The 64-year-old Falls resident, speaking on a stretcher in a hospital overhead walkway, says he's grateful for that care.
Everybody, from the doctors and nurses, everybody was just fantastic. I think I was gone a couple of times and they brought me back.
The hospital's president and CEO, Joe Ruffalo, says they've cared for over 500 COVID-19 patients during the pandemic, 28 of whom have died.
So it's important for the staff, for the providers, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, the pharmacists, the housekeeping personnel. It's important for them to participate in a celebration when someone is able to recover, especially for such a long stay.
The outcomes of COVID patients appear to be improving as more has been learned about the virus. One study found that the mortality rate of hospitalized COVID patients in one New York City hospital system dropped from 25% in March to just 7% in August. At Niagara Falls Memorial, which currently has an ICU occupancy much better than the national average, Ruffalo says they've opened a COVID infusion therapy center in December that has infused over 200 people already sick with COVID in an effort to prevent them from needing to be hospitalized.
So it's a combination of many therapies, inpatient therapies, outpatient therapies that have basically kept the mortality rate at bay.
Gowell, who works as a certified public accountant, is headed for rehabilitation at Erie County Medical Center. He says he hopes to be back at work in time for the start of tax season February 12th. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.